Jenny Burkholder, a writer from Pennsylvania, is author of the chapbook Repaired from Finishing Line Press. She's recently had nonfiction work appear in So to Speak and Epiphany. I will read her moving essay Avocado, which describes the friendship between two women as one of the women is facing death. Early in the day, we sit under your neighbor's avocado tree. The fruits are ripe and plentiful. Some we pick with our hands right off the branches, their speckled, pocked black skins taut over soft green flesh. And some we pick with an avocado picker, a long-handled claw that paws at the fruit until it drops into the basket and then onto our table. I count 26. Later, we walk for an hour up and down the tree-lined sidewalks of Vallejo, California. The dusty sunlight begins to fade as you relay all you know about your adopted city, local socioeconomic breakdowns, who lives where, and what will happen at the next zoning commission meeting. You left Chicago 12 years ago, coming here to hike the Sierra Nevada mountains with Phil, the dogs, and boundless energy. Now we're sitting on your aging brown leather couch. Around you, old copies of Mother Jones, The New Yorker, and Sunset pile up on the coffee table. Your bookshelves stuffed with books about the existence of God and waging peace, the anatomy of typeface and design, bulge around you. You want to go back outside and walk some more, but you're exhausted and dying. I can see your bright eyes yellowing even under your tortoiseshell cat-eye glasses. We have a quiet moment while John and Phil dice vegetables and saute chicken, and your sister fiddles with her computer. I offer to rub your aching feet as you relax into the comfort of your worn couch. They're warm and dry, and I am surprised at their narrowness, surprised because of how far you have walked, how far you have climbed and traveled, surprised that these almost dainty feet have borne the weight of cancer for so long. Like a devotee, I cradle them, gently press and knead them, the sole of the foot, a universe, a complex blueprint of the internal body, mapped in lines, pressed in toes, balanced on the heels. And there, a little to the left of your right foot arch and below the ball, is your liver. It's blocked, painfully cramped. This is your last good day. When we say goodbye, you stand in the doorway of your beautiful house, framed by sunlight and arm in arm with your sister, you wave and smile. On the border between living and dying, we know, deep within our bones, this will be the last time we see each other. I hug you, mindful not to say, see you soon or get better, but rather, you are beautiful. In my suitcase are 8 ripe avocados, tucked in a brown paper bag, and when I gently split one, cross-cut silky flesh, you hover there, a radiant echo, and I savor your shimmering song, green, green, green.